I do hate getting my nails clipped. Ow. Of course, it used to be worse. Ow. Yeah, getting me to sit still for a nail clipping was like getting an Englishman into the dentist chair. Ow. Now, it used to be that I'd have to shotgun whiskey and bite down on a giant stick just to get my nails done. You know, like when Clint Eastwood would have a bullet removed from his thigh in those old westerns. Ow. But now, well, now, I think I handle it pretty well. Ow! Son of a bitch! You want to clip a little closer, Dr. Kevorkian? God, if I was having heart surgery, I'd be dead right now. You know, if I wanted them that close, I'd chew on them myself. I mean, do you know what happens if I start bleeding down there? It never stops, female master. Do you hear me? It never stops. Clipping a dog's toenails is like shaving a hemophiliac's legs in the dark. You gotta be careful, bitch. Very careful.
What happened, Mother? Did you clip a little too close?
Well, I didn't think so, but maybe.
Maybe? Yeah, and maybe JFK Jr. lost altitude. You almost took a leg off. I'm lucky I'm not a tripod right now.
Gary, cut it out. You're not even bleeding.
Not even bleeding. Yeah, well, I guess you're right. I'm not bleeding.
Gary, get over here. I have one whole paw to go. I don't have time for this.
No, I don't think I'm going to.
Whatever you did, Mother, it doesn't look like he's coming back to you. He just scratched his bunghole with his long fingernail paw.
Dug up some mud, too. See?
Oh, I don't even care at this point. Paul's bringing the new baby over any minute now, and I can't have Jerry endangering her because I couldn't get his nails clipped. Now, hold him down, Walter.
Look, this isn't necessary. I won't scratch the baby. Hell, I won't even rub her. Why can't I just grow my nails out? You know, like Mary J. Blige. What if I need to untie a knot? Well, you're going to unwrap any CDs I buy. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, do it one more time, and I will rub your eyes out.
There. Done. Now take them outside.
Outside? Well, how was I going to scratch the baby if I was going to be outside?
Outside.
Well, it's bullshit is what it is.
Hey, Jerry!
Oh, hey, Timmy. What gives with the surgical mask?
Well, I'd love to tell you that I'm Dr. Timothy Frankenstein, Junior Mad Scientist, having come fresh from my underground lair, where for the last 72 hours I've tried bringing man back to life using a combination of electric shock, bizarre and highly unethical transplantation methods, and one of my father's old blazers, and good old-fashioned alchemy. But the truth is, Jerry, I tend to spit when I speak, and Mother's fearful I'll give my new baby sister the germ.
Holy is nerdity contagious? If so, you may want to live in a bubble, Travolta.
Yes, indeedy, old Jerry. Life as a big brother sure has altered my existence. I now must play the role of mentor and protector. And someday, I may even learn to trust that my parents still love me, despite the sudden and blatant lack of attention they show me.
Oh, boy.
Master, I think the nails on my back paws are, still a little too long. Sorry if you put the clippers away, but, hey, let's crack them out again, big guy. I'm coming inside.
Damn it, I can't even scratch at the door now.
Master!
You know, Jerry, a baby has extra special needs. They need constant supervision. They need a precise diet. They apparently need to hog the spotlight. Yes, it's a good thing old Timmy has created no fewer than 137 imaginary friends during his young life. He may need them all before the end. You know, it's like my duvet cover. Mr. Diggly Winky always says, Splash Cat Fanoi, Timmy. Splash Cat Fanoi, which in blanket means being needy is a sign of the weak.
How am I going to get out of this? God forgive me for what I'm about to do.
So, Timmy, hey, buddy, tell me about those Lord of the Rings movies of yours. Yeah, start from the beginning.
Indeed, the only thing that gives me solace these days is that someday little Miss Princess will have to have her fingernails cut, so she doesn't scratch herself. And babies hate that.
Wait, Seriously? Humans cut their fingernails too? And you say babies are the only ones who seem to have a problem with it? Well, ain't I a giant puss then? Well, Jerry the dog's no baby, that's for sure. And it took Paul's little bundle of joy to teach me a lesson.
You know, Timmy, the one they like better than you.
Anyway, I do feel a little silly now, and you can trust me. It's only mature behavior from this day forward for old Jerry. As a matter of fact, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Snack.